So Pride of Jenny looks 500 metres in front of her. About five lengths, Mr. Brightside heeled along under the whip, Esty Feeney. A Tissue's travelling, got a run between horses. Then Legato Young Verta, and behind them, Val and Declare. Pride of Jenny, 300 metres to go. Four lengths in front. A Tissue's trying to grind her down. Then Mr. Brightside, Cascadian. Pride of Jenny, she can run through walls at the 150. But A Tissue and Cascadian are coming at her. Pride of Jenny at the 100. Cascadian wearing her down. Pride of Jenny at the 50. Cascadian's got up to her. Cascadian back to back. Cascadian just beats Pride of Jenny in a brilliant finish.
Oh, it takes a good horse these days to run down Pride of Jenny, and there's no doubt Cascadian was a very, very good horse. He won over $10 million in prize money. Four Group 1s here in Australia, and the decision has been made by Godolphin to retire him. And the racing and bloodstock manager for Godolphin, Jason Walsh, joins us here on Racing Pulse. Morning, Jason. How are you?
Very well, Matt. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How did, I guess, the team come to this decision around Cascadian?
Yeah, look, it's an easy enough decision to make. Obviously, the horse has absolutely nothing left to do for us. We've been very fortunate to have had him pass through our hands, and he's a caliber of horse that you rarely have that opportunity with. So today's a celebration of everything he's given us, and we've just elected that we think now's the right time for him to embark on the next phase of his life.
There was some consideration, I guess, given to a possible Queensland campaign. I guess why now and why today, and why not Queensland? Was there any issue with the horse at all, or did it just feel like the right time?
Yeah, look, we earmarked the Doomben Cup as an opportunity for him. Obviously, it would have looked very well placed there at weight for age at 10 furlongs. You know, being completely open and honest with you, he's had a little bit of foot soreness in the last few days, which has just meant that the Hollandale this weekend was out of the question, and we would have been chasing our tail to an extent to try and get him ready for Doomben. And so, as I say, on that basis, it was a very easy decision to make. We've always taken the view with him that if at any stage he gave us any reason to think that we needed to stop with him, we'd do it. It's a very minor issue, and he'll be absolutely fine. It's just meant that those two races are... are going to be a bit beyond him at this stage, so we've elected to call it now.
Gee, he's been a wonderful horse, like to win that much prize money and to win four Group 1s, but he also was really competitive across a number of different distance ranges too. He was such a versatile horse.
Amazing horse. There's a day in particular that sticks with me in his career, and it's not one of his victories, but after his first Australian Cup victory, we ran him back 3 weeks later in the all-aged and flashed from last and finished a length or two from the winner there. And I think that just speaks to his, as you say, his versatility, his aptitude at the top level. And you know, he's as I mentioned at the outset, it's very rare to have horses of his ability generally, but that can act at all of those distance ranges as well. So, look, he's a high-class animal who left absolutely nothing on the table every time we stepped him out. And, you know, he's left an impression on all those whose hands he's passed through.
Yeah, it's such a great thing to be able to have a horse like him where you can really aim him in any direction, and he'll give you confidence that he can run well on any track, any surface, at any time over any distance range. So what a terrific horse he's been. And I guess now looking back as well on that second Australian Cup, that it's almost his crowning moment in a way, isn't it? Being able to run down Pride of Jenny, and then we know what she was able to do in a Queen Elizabeth. It's a performance for the ages in a way.
Yeah, it definitely is. As I say, he had a lot of very big days, and as you say, may well be the biggest of them. She's obviously high class herself, Pride of Jenny, and who knows what's ahead for her on the next few racing seasons. But the way he was able to give really good horses a big start and reel them in, and you know, tenacity and those sort of words come to mind. You know, he left it all out there for us on every occasion, and that's all you can ask of in any sporting environment.
There was a question that came through here on the text machine. What do you think his best distance was? Was he an elite miler, 2,000-metre horse? Did he have a distance range, do you think, that was his absolute best?
I don't know. I could provide a distinction between a mile and 2,000 metres. probably wasn't until the latter part of his career that we really tried him out in trip to that greater extent. But he, as I say, even at seven, he could show up for you fresh against the very best. And that, as I say, he's just unique in that regard. And if you ask me to pin down one particular distance, I'd say probably a mile was where we saw the best from him. But as I say, the calendar was at his mercy to a large extent, because you could place him in any one of those distance categories at the very, very best level and expect the best from him.
We likened him to Hartnell earlier on in the program, another horse that had come out here after racing in Europe and then being such a, I guess, an iron horse at the top level here in Australia. Is there any more that might be on their way out to Australia? Godolphin have had such great success in doing that in recent years. Have you got the next Cascadian earmarked?
There's nothing on the immediate horizon, but we're very much on the lookout for them. I'd like to make that point too in Cascadian's career. You know, he's a great credit to our team around the world too. He's born and bred in the UK, raced for André Favre in France, and you know, his racing performance down here, I think, is also very much a credit to those people who had a contribution to it before he arrived with us. But look, it's been a very productive avenue for us to explore in transferring the odd horse, particularly of sort of group calibre, of which the two you mentioned in Hartnell and Cascadian were both of those. It's been a really good avenue for us to compete at the top level down here, and we're very much on the lookout, hoping we can add to that for future years.
It was another pretty successful weekend for the Blue Army as well over the weekend, with Snack Bar taking out that two-year-old race at Caulfield, a double at Hawkesbury with Contemporary and also Parasail, who was well supported, and Golden Mile placed in the Victory Stakes up there in Queensland. So a pretty good weekend for the team.
Yeah, it's as you say, the main feature racing in Sydney and Melbourne sort of settling down, but our focus turns to those sort of cup meetings and Queensland, obviously. So, look, we're always looking for those younger horses to emerge, and Snack Bar's done nothing wrong in the early part of his career. And as I say, we're just committed to the process of trying to unearth the next really good horse. So that's where our focus is at the moment, and the winners definitely help.
Hey, just on Cascadian, so he's going to join the Lifetime Care program there at Godolphin. Can you just explain to us a little bit more about what that is and what it involves?
Yeah, so the Godolphin Lifetime Care program is very much a commitment to the care of racehorses throughout every stage of their life cycle, and it's something that's very dear to the heart of our founder and principal in His Highness Sheikh Mohammed. And for us as an organisation, it's, as I say, something we're very committed to. So within that program, one of the aspirations is to really work to promote the versatility of the thoroughbred in a range of different pursuits after racing. And, you know, I can hardly think of a horse better placed to showcase that versatility. I mean, that's a word that we've already used in our discussion this morning about him. So we have a select group of horses with a higher profile, generally Group 1 winners, that we have in a flag bearer capacity, you know, which by its very name suggests that one of the key aspirations is that we use their profile to promote the thoroughbred breed more generally. And you do a fantastic job of that. I've got no doubt he's a great quirky character. As I said, everyone who's had anything to do with him, he's left a mark on it at different stages. And I've got every confidence that that'll be the same in his post-race career as well.
Jason Walsh, the racing and bloodstock manager at Godolphin, is with us on the line after the announcement that Cascadian has been retired. Another announcement a couple of weeks ago was that Cylinder has also been retired, the Group 1 Newmarket Handicap winner. How's he been received ahead of his stud career kicking off?
Yeah, look, he's very popular, Matt. As you'd imagine, he's by one of the best stallions that we've ever had through our hands here in Australia, in Exceed and Excel. And he looks very well placed as an heir apparent there, as a top-class juvenile himself who raced at the top level at 2 and 3. And you know, it's only a month or two ago that he had his crowning moment in the Newmarket Handicap against all comers, including, you know, the very high-class Imperatrix. So He's also, you know, he's got a lot of pedigree to back him up there out of a group winning Street Crime Air and from the family of Lonro. So he's very much a Daly product, and he's one we're immensely proud of, and we think he's got all the right credentials to really leave an impression at stud as well.
Gee, it's looking like a pretty good edition of the Goodwood this weekend with some of the nominations. We'll have a final field shortly. Will we get to see Valana line up in the Group 1 this weekend?
Yes, yep. That's our intention. So he kicked off nicely in Sydney on a very heavy track. And you know, he's shown himself to this stage of his career to be competitive at the very best level. And on the right day, perhaps just a length or two off them, but obviously this time he's coming back as a gelding. James and the team are very pleased with how he's trained this preparation. And, you know, if that gelding operation can extract that length or two that he needs, then, you know, we think he's very capable of showing up in a race like the Goodwood and expect him to be very competitive there on Saturday.
All righty, what about Broadsiding, who we saw take out the Group 1 Champagne Stakes a couple of weeks ago there on that really, really heavy track? Is he still in work? Is he being aimed up at a JJ Atkins?
Look, that decision's not final as yet. He remains in work, and James and his team are just ticking him over with a view to seeing how he is and how we think he's placed there in Brisbane. Obviously, there's the opportunities in the spring available to him too. As you know, we think he's very much a high class colt, and we just need to have a bit more discussion about the Golden Rose and Caulfield Guineas and where he fits into that sort of picture, and you know, what a Brisbane campaign might mean for that. But yes, he stays in work. As I say, a really high class son of Two Done Hot, who we're expecting as a breed that they will train on, and you know, we're very excited about them into their classic season, and at the moment he's a torchbearer in that regard. So look, exciting horses to still have in work, and you know, that picture in terms of Queensland will become a bit clearer in the next few weeks.
All right, well, those decisions around those races are good problems to have. Jason, we appreciate your time this morning reflecting on the career of Cascadian, in particular here in Australia, where he won 4 Group 1s. Thanks for jumping on and sharing with us a couple of other news items around Godolphin too.
No problem, mate.
Here's Jason Walsh, the Racing and Bloodstock Manager at Godolphin, joining us there.